say yesterday that we should explore right at the end?
About the relationship between Avelus and Shuvah.
No, you mentioned somebody.
The process of the way the Yosef and Cain's work.
No, they're already 2 days. We have to go by to them. No. Thank you. I wasn't able to always give him a one-liner either. We have to continue. We have to spend 5 days on it. Okay. Echo Yeshua Badod Hirabasi Om Haitaka Almana. So what are we concentrating on over here? On the way in which seems to be the physical change in Yerushalayim. Sarati Bamidinot Hayatalamas. Bochot ifke balayla v'dimasar lachya in l'menachem mikolo avea kore'eha bogduba hayula l'rivim. So the first part is the relationship. He's be focusing very much on the relationship of the of Yisrael or Tzion to the Umas Ve'elam. But this is a theme that continues. Because in the next pasuk we also have Golta Yehuda Me'oni Umirov Avodah Yashva Vagoyim Lo Masa Manoach. Again, so the Shaila is, what is her master? Koroi Pe'a Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim Darchei Tzion Avelot Mibli Ba'im Oed Ko She'orei Ashimimim Ko Anei Ne'enachim Mitzilotei Nugot Ve'hi Marla. Now we have also the relationship of people to see in the Quran, right? We are personalizing the city itself. That he Yashva is Tzion is Yashva. And yet on the other hand, it's not Shaykh Mikhazal Darshan that Baguyim will let someone know. That Yashva Baguyim, but there is no, there was, like the prophet says, it's part of the Terechacha. That when you go Baguyim Ahim, it'll be terrible. Right? It'll be constantly chasing you, and the Bogotom on you, and so on and so forth. There's not going to be any sense of Menucha. So, I mean, it's interesting. Are we talking about physical city? Or are we talking about Yisrael that now represents Tzion? And it's dark, it's Tzion Avelot. Lechora has to be referring to the actual Mokka. Hayud Sareal Reich Oyveh Shalom is now talking about Yisrael as a whole, no? Ki Adonai Vigo Arof Yishaeha Olaleah Hochu Shevilik Neitzar Yisei Mi Batzion Kol Hadara Hayud Sareal Ka Ayalim Lomas Umir'eh Vayechub Rokoach Yisnei Rodeis. And say what we say we're going to.
The second part of the pasuk Aleph is the city without speaking.
The second part of what?
The pasuk Aleph is the city itself speaking. So if I keep on doing Aleph, right? Is it not? I was great and I was going
to know. No. What makes you think that?
What does it mean? Sorry,
that's the poetic rabbi. It's not speaking. Is Rabba Tiyan. Rabba Tiyan. Rabba Tiyan. Ha'ir Rabba Tiyan, obviously, is not city speaker. So, I mean, how do we relate to this whole element of the relationship to the physical? On the one hand, On the one hand, I mean, we tell teachers, so it's a joke, what, the building? You burn down a building, there's nothing in the building. What exactly do you think it is? The building was already burned. I mean, you say, all you did was you made it physically evident what was there all along. So why do we stress over here in terms of Yerushalayim, Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash itself? Everything is defined in terms of the actual physical location, the way in which are the people in the marketplace, are the streets being used, are there a lot of people coming in? It's a strange thing to be talking about where you're dealing with something that affected the life and death of millions of people. It's like, it would be like focusing in the Holocaust on the beautiful shuls that were torn apart. I mean, you know, that's the issue. I mean, sure, you can rebuild. I can rebuild Zion, I can rebuild Yerushalayim, and that's Eitzim Ravonim. And indeed, Chazal talk about it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechalas Katzim, was one of the things we use, Ala Eitzim Ravonim. Or we have the same thing with Gabe. The Gabe, the actual chet of the Meraglim, it's right, it's in the same Lashon. But Ma Meraglim were only the Dibur, or Bas Shemra, on Eitzim Vavani, referring to Eretz Yisrael as Eitzim Vavani. So somebody's Mesapa Lashon Hara Al Chaveira Al Atzkan of the Kam. So then, I mean, so why do we focus then on the Eitzim Vavani to us? On the other hand, we're looking at it just,
I
understand, but wouldn't you
that's what we're mourning, right? That our vehicle. It's not only a vehicle, but that's our vehicle. That's how we've been here.
Here we're talking about political things. You know, it's a lot of people, it had a big population, it was a Soros Bamadina. It's clear that the application across the board in Olam Hazeh measurable terms is something that's extremely important. I was trying to say the whole Siya that was against him because he wasn't master of these things. And he didn't act like a Melech. I mean, and politics wasn't his forte. And having big parties and so on, he thought was a waste of time. And they felt that it's not the, what kind of business is that? What, a Melech eats a cheese sandwich? That's a, you call that a Melech? I mean, the Megillah seems to back that idea. And you're talking about the Melech, and it has to be about Bosi Bagulim. As the Nisarasi Bamidinos, you know, it's going to measure it in terms of the Goyim and the Medinites.
There's quite a It's not
incongruous. No, of course not incongruous. The Shaila is what becomes the symbol of God to be Avelis. One would think if you're dealing at the certain time of Avelis, that's exactly the time to say, you're right, that was a mistake, that was important. But this is what I'm thinking about. I should think about the internals. And at the Bikobea, the keenness itself on the externals is a pretty striking thing. It's actually the first thing we talk about. Not about the Kayanim and the old men and the Basulais and the no, let's talk about Sion as Sion.
So it's symbolic because we know that the Suits really who we are, as we know his point,
We even have the Kina that represents the beautiful woman of the Olivan, I don't know whether you could say that that we're being the cunning, the even. On the contrary, the question of Eicha would have to be that this would be the most evident and the most shocking. Sorry, that's how we're going to start Eicha. Not as an Iman. And this is, it's very Nogea B'chlal understanding when we talk about Eicha Italizona Kiryami Emana, that type of thing. Is it really a function of the city? Was it, did it have something to do with the fact that Yerushalayim was a Kiryah? Or was it, or is that just a symbolic embodiment? Mm-hmm. Does it mean that in the hinterland we didn't have this problem? Or that we didn't have the aliyah to being on a darga of Ne'amana because we didn't have a Kiryah? Because the interrelationship here is fundamental. The physical and the identity. It's fundamental, it's not just symbolic. Or we couldn't begin with this. I mean, the truth is that the interrelationship of my separations with Eretz Yisrael itself, it's clearly, that's not symbolic. Greece Bein Absarim is not symbolic. It's the reality. Right? What does that mean? That's symbolic? No, of course not symbolic. It means we're talking about levels of reality. There's no shame about it. It's talking about the same thing on this level. The calling. We don't really go into symbolism in Yisrael so much. There's a sense of imminence in something, not symbolism in something. It's not, that's good for what we meant to him. I mean, if there's nothing imminent in it, it's no value of a symbol either. You know, don't think you achieved anything, you hurt us in any way, it doesn't really matter. Because that's the point. We have come to recognize that you can't maintain, in Claudius' role terms, you can't maintain the accoutrements of Gedula if there's nothing there. That's not what Yisrael is. Since that's the case, every last expression in the physical universe becomes very real to us. To the extent that whatever it is that we've gone through in Golus becomes embedded in the nature of the Eretz Yisrael that we ultimately achieve, or in terms of Kabbalah, the mocker of the neshama of every individual is tied to a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. There's a real physical connection that has to do with the mark of the thing that is at least physical. The element of the yechida in a person should be mekusha to my separations through an actual place in time and space. It's an amazing idea. People, otherwise, this is, that's a relationship. We're not talking about a relationship. If you don't learn this, then this is maudlin. Well, the Navi is making a maudlin statement. You know, gosh, look, we said this and that. And that. So, let's talk about important things, huh? It kind of sounds like this emotional thing. I remember Bali. Who cares? So in a way, even the fact that we can be mekonim in this fashion is itself a tremendous chibur to what it is we're being mekonim not. Right? It doesn't matter to someone who isn't aimed on this. What do I care about a city that existed 2,000 years ago? This is what I'm going to mourn about. That, I mean, New York is much, much bigger than Yerushalayim ever was. Which I understand, what's the big deal? Cities come, cities go. You talk about the ideals, this is all symbolic. That's a little over-romantic then, for me to relate to it in this fashion. So am I relating to the past? I thought it was the idea of what we could be. So then this is just supposed to serve to me as sort of a symbol of, think about what you could have had at Kiryat Ne'amana, but which was lost. Also difficult to believe. First of all, experientially, that is not how we relate to it. We relate to the loss of what Yerushalayim is a continuum. It's not the pshat, what was. We have a natural affinity to understanding what the Navi is saying over here, because we don't relate to it as something in the past. But the nature of Tzion and the nature of Yerushalayim as the nature of Maisa Bereishis, or as the nature of Eretz Yisrael itself, or Bris, is to us the combination of an unfolding history with the totality of its vision, exactly as Maisa Bereishis is. You can say the same thing about Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Bereishis never happened. Why? Because we're living through the process that achieves it, but it never happened itself. Obviously, the way the Torah initially presents Maisa Bereishis, it happened and it was completed. Right now, we don't see that completion. Where's the Tam Et Ketam Afri? Where was the Vayichem? There's no Vayichem. That's not a kasha. If you're living through a process, then you're limited to one particular element. You don't see it, but it's there. I think for Chalal, that's how we relate to Eretz Yisrael. Now, otherwise, the whole thing is a joke. I thought Baruch Hu makes a bris with Avraham Avinu that he manages to deliver on for a couple of short years. Never happens, basically. Well, but it's your fault it never happened. I said you can't do a better job designing the world. I mean, that's exactly what the time is at the end of the Chulah. No, yeah, he was Mimahar with Avodah Zarah. But I mean, isn't that the point? Is to make sure that the world should work and he won't be Mahar with Avodah Zarah. You make a bridge, so why doesn't it work? Of course there's always a reason, but you know there'll always be a reason. So then that means that it's useless, it's meaningless. So we don't relate to it. We don't say, well, it's a big failure, the world's a big failure, because it never takes off. We understand that then, you know, a process. Could be very long, could be very complex. What does that have to do with it? I mean, in geologic time? In this year's time, and how are you measuring it? Why do you expect to see results in a way that's in your? It could be mispalo, b'sakazen einenu, b'sakazen einenu, but and it's not b'sakazen einenu. It's in the middle. There's a pagan in Maisa Bereishis. This is somebody else. So I won't resolve it to be b'sakazen einenu. How many people spend their whole life praying three times a day? B'sakazen einenu. They come and find it when they saw they didn't have another day. They came to say, my skill never worked. Good, it works. It's all a different issue, correct? Okay, so I think that we're taking for granted that Nakuda, but that Nakuda becomes part of the paradox that Barnea wants me to talk again of ASL, right? Because that is the achievement of the condition that leads us to wonder why this is such a disaster. Is itself the secret of why it's a disaster, the need for its achievement. So if I would give up and I would say that, okay, so all right, it doesn't have to work, then I have nothing to be misable on. You know, just accept life as it is. I mean, stop being an idiot. That's the way to go ahead and look at it. It's Meshuggah and Jews. I mean, 2,000 years later, they're sitting there bawling their eyes out of it. Some stupid rune. I mean, there's runes all over the world. Dafka, they're the ones that have to have something that isn't in runes. Whoever heard of such a rune? And the building today would have been the building it was anyway. And maybe you could have moved it to a better location. There's a better air somewhere else. I mean, what? The whole thing is absurd. But this Nekudah, and it's fascinating that we even relate it in terms of Avelis Vedavka. This is the Nekudah of Mokin. This is the Nekudah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being HaMokin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaMokin, so we call him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaMokin. Vayar is HaMokin Mirachot. And we talk about the Avelis. It's in terms of HaMokin Menachem Eschem. The Tershah Avelis Tzion Yerushalayim. Why there? Because Enoch Yanni, this is a din in Mokin. It's a din in physical place. The point is though, that physical place is not Makusha, it's a physical time necessarily. So let me say, HaKadosh Baruch was Her Eir Beis HaMikdash, Eine, Choru, Eime, and so on. That's what HaMokin means. It's not his spirit to me. That's still HaMokin. Okay, the shadows over time, we see these changes and so on. That's just the way in which the impact of a prophet expresses itself in Makan. But you think there's a shiddling in Makan with Humakan Mishalayla? So the Humakan Mishalayla means all events are taking place within one reality. So, and that's the way I think, without thinking about it, that people really relate to Eretz Yisrael. Unless they're mamish you know, just modern nationalists, which everything, you know, in terms of some type of political nationalism. So then they really have very little shakas for the ideas that the Navi would be taught. Those are the people that always say, you know, it's no longer Nagaya, Tisha B'Av. Because, I mean, after all, we're sitting back in Yerushalayim when it's teach Tisha B'Av. Have Kebetz on our V.E., you know, these articles, right? Maybe not, there's a Nagaya. Because, in other words, because they misunderstand the measurement that the Navi is talking about, the Chetzion Avelot. Oh, no. Take a look at the highways. You can't get from one place to another. You're calling that the Chetzion Avelot. So I understand. So you're going to read this again? People are going to start giggling. Like, come on. It's not true, is it? So you just took it again.
I think it's 3 years ago, Christian made a drive home. Like, there were those who used to have it up on my door. There were those who used to say, Tisha B'Av, you know, not even, I don't think they're thinking that anymore. Because of the tariffs that were going on now, we were isolated, et cetera.
Right, but I'm saying it. But if you read this as a literal description, then it doesn't work anymore. I mean, what do you mean? It's only?
Well, those who say it's not necessarily from the Yerushalayim anymore in the city.
That's something else. But the tearing is on the physical presence. I mean, otherwise, what do you say? You'll tear on your mace at all times. Every time you remember your mace. Tearing is a different halacha, which I've seen on it. So what is the other half? There's nothing to be about common here.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's done here. Here it's different, but I don't think that's a valid comparison. Because it's only the korbana there. This is not called the korbana in that sense. Something is wrong. But nonetheless, when we're talking about the identity of Tzion, this is much more than the city. We're talking about the identity, the fact that I can move back and forth between talking about Yehuda as a nation and talking about Yerushalayim as a city. Or I can talk about Tzion as a place when what I'm really talking about is, and really, not as a symbol, what I'm really talking about is that which embodies all of those dreams that Tzion is, you know, the whole concept of the Mitzvianus, that which provides the Lamashayim Mitzvianus Shom. This is the thing that provides you the path, that gives you Darkei Tzion. That's to be Mitzayim and Drachim. It's exactly that Nakuda. So, there I understand this. Of course, it's not going to be Nogea if I physically can refill without doing anything that has to do with Tzion. No, the fact that I have generic highways that could just as easily be highways in New Jersey is not going to supply me with any nechama other than as a mace. There's just Sundays, obviously, you're saying, I mean, obviously that type of thing is him. But to a person who only measures it physically, so then this is simply not relevant. Where would you rather live? In Paris? Same today. When Yerushalayim isn't much more beautiful than Paris. I mean, gotta be crazy. In a real sense. In a physical sense. So again, what I'm suggesting is that the usage of Tzion in Yerushalayim is not symbolic, it's not maudlin, and the very fact that I can relate to it as a given is itself part of the tikkun of Eicha itself. Because its implication is a subtle point. Its implication is that I see it as an entity that comprises all of the elements of the Aveda that goes into making it an entity. So it's as much the sheresh of what's supposed to come out of it as it is the tzotzar of what's supposed to come out of it. In precisely the same way that my separation is as much the sheresh of what's achieved by Adam, and it's comprised of the achievements of Adam and the course of my separations. There's no contradiction between those two things. That's exactly the same way that there's no contradiction of the Etzim paradox of the nature of being Misabo on that which was not able to be what supposedly it's supposed to be. Because that contradiction is, if it's supposed to be, So then indeed, how could it not be? And if the avails is the acceptance that it's not, that it was an illusion, then there's nothing to be mishabel on. Then there's furthermore no dream of believing that this should be restored. That would be like saying somebody lost his parents and should now dream of bringing them back to life. Well, that's crazy. Here, there is no stira for the same reason that there's no stira looking at Yerushalayim as a failed city, and nonetheless believing that I could talk about Yerushalayim as an entity in the way that I talk about Yisrael per se as an entity. So if I talk about Yisrael per se as a people group, okay, so you're talking about an idea. It's very difficult for people to understand you're not talking about an idea. Yisrael's not an idea. It's an actual identity that always has even a physical presence. But the same thing, in a deep way, when we talk about our own selves, can also be talking about an idea. Because, I mean, imagine if I took the idea that's you and I embedded it in silicon. I mean, if you're finding that it wouldn't be you, okay, it would be you. But it still has some type of infrastructure, so some type of basal reality that's physical and expresses itself physically. If it's only a memory of you, and I don't have a concept of nisus, so then I can say it's an idea. By us, memories are not ideas. Because if there were ideas, the whole concept of Yisrael suffering or other, it's nonsensical. You're going to tell somebody, look what Yisrael has been through. He says, well, I don't know, I'm only 16 years old, so I haven't been through very much. That's not a kasha, the chalal. Of course you've been through thousands of years of this. Because your own extended identity is just a localized form of Yisrael, that's all. That recognition in and of itself is the etzem tikkun the churban. Because the thing that takes us away, the things that makes Eicha, that makes Avelas, Avelas, is the personalization of an identity that is much more real than the way that you look at it. Remember, we find this is the big problem in Rav Kook, is that instead of you finding a way to define the nature of Yisrael, he used the concept of La'om, or nation, as defining that concept. The nation is insufficient. So what happened is in people's minds, since that was a metaphor, it was translated as the way that term was used. That was the period of nationalism. So in its time, he thought it was a very useful metaphor. That's what people are much about. To us, it's horrible. And indeed, because of it, anything that was connected to nationalism became a complete washout. Because the same way people came to doubt the whole nonsense of nationalism, so maybe they came to doubt Zion. If Zion is only nationalism, so to say Zionese is to be regressive. I mean, obviously, I'm going to identify myself as post-Zionese in order to be semi-intelligent in the world. Because Zionese to me means the same thing as patriotic American means. I mean, that's horrific. Vashenke, the whole idea of you being able to relate to Churban qua Churban would be to relate to the Mokum of Yerushalayim, the Mokum of Zion, the Metzias of Yehuda, the Metzias of Yisrael, as if they are extant entities that are end in Lefanai and which do not relate specifically to a past or to a future, but are. Mamela, if I see that being should be so without a presence, it's unbelievable. Then that means that there's a halishus in the actual, the thing itself. It has no presence. How could that be? Because I can't see a mitzvah in which you don't. This is an extension of the ideas we're talking about in the Talmud, of the idea of a nesting in the Olam, that concept of cave. It's not shayach to have, in a real sense, an answer that says, well, yeah, l'man yarichin yamecha means in Olam Haba. That's stupid. How could it mean in Olam Haba? That's exactly basically asking that question. What do you mean in Olam Haba? I mean, it has no implications. That's what you're saying. No implications for the Mazda. It's a joke. It should, and therefore, the things that I'm doing in Olam Hazeh don't really have any meaning, obviously. Fine, if they don't have any meaning, where's the local order? Because this is the government. So Jesus says, I'll be okay to prove on Shabbos also. And it has no meaning anyway. That's the same. There's no money or reason about it. Open the joke. Very nice. That's not the spirit, essentially. If it's not meant to have meaning, so how am I supposed to be metabolized on it? So that next thing.
If it's meant to have meaning.
So then why isn't it your mind your reason your mess? That was his thing. What happened to that? Hey, can I rip this yamim shall that? Or his questions in terms of matat, which we might is exactly the same question. What's the track of sorrow shall I want? That's why I made it our own haba and asked, well, what is that supposed to mean? Either there is a presence or there isn't a presence. You can't have it both ways. You're telling me that there's no sorrow elam haba, then don't tell me that matat is shmi the kirbo, please. Then it's stay with shuyas. Basically, stay with shuyas. And stay with shuyas, elam hazer, and elam hazer, and stay with shuyas. Right, that was what we were talking about in Shavuot Batamas. That comes out to be exactly what we deal with on Tisha B'Av on this level. That to whatever extent you believe it's Shei Rishuyos, you can't say Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther. Because, what does that have to do with it? I mean, of course, why should it have a presence in the Eilon? It's Bagoyim Lo Yitzchashav. It's in the Mele, Bagoyim Lo Yitzchamanoah. What's, has no place to be measured according to the standards of Yuma Sarayman. We're not measuring by standards of Yuma Sarayman at all. We're not responding with a national vision in which, we should have bigger cities. That would be a much nicer Sheva for you. So that isn't the point. It's not a spirit of Hizkiyahu. But the point is that what our darga is, the reality of that Messias, as long as it's real, it's an outgrowth of that reality that it has an impact on the world. The Mela, where something doesn't have that impact, it's not that I can infer from it that something's missing. It's not I infer from it. It's missing. And it's just not there. It really is missing. And that's the meaning of the Rambam self in terms of Olam Hazeh. Obviously it means Olam Hazeh. What do you think? The Torah is playing games with you? It's telling you Laman Yarich and Yamecha? On the other hand, what did you think? That Laman Yarich and Yamecha wasn't meant for somebody on his 120th birthday? You can ask him, Eich and Arich is Yomim Shoseh. I mean, have a good day. That's your birthday wishes. So that's Laman Yarich and Yamecha Shoseh. So obviously there's no contradiction between the two. Insofar as there's impact, and I don't know, there's impact. Obviously there's impact. If it's real, there's impact. I'm saying 100% there's impact. Therefore it's a tiny that in this case is 120th birthday, you didn't see the impact in that. That's childish. We're limited to the way in which that impact makes itself felt. But to say that it isn't nested and that it's as if it's like in a different world, you believe that a child for yourself exists in a different reality, that's the whole point that Yaakov Avinu was making. That was his fear of the Aliyah on the Sulam, remember? As the Ramban explains, the Kadosh Baruch Hu offered him to be God. That's for Yisrael, El Elai Yisrael. And the Medrash that he brings, he says, is the correct fear to the Medrash. He tells Yaakov Avinu, why don't you be God in the Shemayim? And I'll be God on the earth. I think that must be in reverse or something, no? That's the Aliyah of the Zulam. I'm not going to be Ela in a way in which it's possible to be Mavil between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Absolutely not. If I got there, I got there. If I didn't get there, I didn't get there yet. What do you call it? Go up on that? I'm not holding by going up. If I go up like that, I'll fall down the same way Sarah Shalay took him. That's not real. If it's really Mutzavar, so I'd write Shema Giyah Shemayim, then it's one reality. I can't play games. We can't artificially bring mitzvahs and we become immortal because we discover a potion for immortality.
But it should have said, go up and I'll make sure you don't come down.
So that destroys Bria. That I'm not willing to do. In other words, what do you say? You'll be saved of the head of Adam Rish, and I'm here in order to take care of that thing.
But the opposite of that. You would rather work it out rather than be given
it. Yeah, that is on. That's the other matter. It's accepting the burden of Adam. I mean, that's what he wanted. except that he created the burden on him. Fine, that's a different issue. Okay, it's an extremely subtle mitzvah, but it's amazing how clear it is to people. I mean, to anyone who has any sensitivity at all to the words of Eicha, it's a double question if that's what it's saying. It doesn't relate to the Yerushalayim and the Pasuk as the Yerushalayim that was. It doesn't relate to the Yerushalayim and the Pasuk as the Yerushalayim that will be. It relates to the Yerushalayim. Always, throughout the Beres, what's not coming to where I am, or where I'm holding, or where we are. This is a reality. Something horrific has broken down. And it's part of the Eicha itself. The very fact that it's possible for something that is real to express itself as being lost. I see life as being absolutely real. I see Aaron HaKohen. It's only Aaron HaKohen can die. That's crazy. That's the portion of the high shiver the ball of the opera. I don't understand. I was supposed to continue. So
they cry.
Right,
then they cry, then they respond because they have to cry. Like they
broke
by this, it's
worth
crying.
There was no
right.
Life.
It's
simple,
would you like to get out?
Oh, it's in front of the tikkun, yeah. Right, no, it's simple. The bechiyah itself is essential. I mean, that came as a... That's Rabbi Yochanan, it's a tremendous healing. It was the Aldov Barak of Bachus. Is Mamish the bechiyah of Eicha itself, right? It's hard for a person to see that in himself. Sometimes you lose track in yourself of your own beauty. If he sees in Rabbi Yochanan Sataka, what more thing? And it goes through all the things. I mean, the people cry about loss of children, not having a successful life, and so on. That doesn't bother me. This is what bothers me. that's the type of subject about. If this, you look at the moment, what are they crazy? No, that's Mamish the Nekudah. Because they were aiming in that moment on the underlying Nekudah of Eicha. And that becomes the whole Megillah. But Memela becomes the Tikkun. If to you it is so real that you recognize that it's only a chisaron in what it is that you've done with that realness that has allowed such a mantra to come about, that's like the Getter, Kol Dor Shalom Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yama. Why is that? What do you mean? Obviously, it's a chazarka. I mean, the change of chazarka is different. It's not true. There's no such thing as a chazarka because this is an expression of a mitzvah. And it's a stira. It is absolutely a stira. There's no way that such a stira could exist if there's not a pagan that's creating that stira.
We're in a state of violation rather than a state of.
No, it's much more subtle than that. Everybody said that. Everybody says that's a better question, and that's the first thing you'll say. The norm is that there should be. There aren't separate steps. It's saying much more than that. There aren't steps. It's not, if you'll be good, we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. If there's steps, so then you can have a kasha. So then, okay, so if there's steps, it's harder to get there than it is to. I mean, that you can time it. So then you'll have to come up with something. Well, the Etzem and Hashemayim, it's Bonoi, we're just waiting for that. This is much different than that. There's no such things as steps. There are concrete applications. So mainly, if there's what to apply, then to concretize it is not a separate step. It's the way that it is. That's what a Beis HaMikdash means. It's an expression of what is. It's what has been achieved. There isn't any difference. There isn't derech between the achievement of a real thing that is not there in the world. It's immediate impact.
In the other.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. We were talking about yesterday about Asmiel's Niyad. Barnett is pointing out that is the Niyad. Because that level of tikkun, which is the recognition that this is absolutely inconceivable, intolerable, and I will never ever resign myself to this, that in fact is the niyat. The person who, the emes, cannot see this as being supportable in terms of my separation, then it really is niyat.
Reconciliation and
conciliation.
Reconciliation. can't reconcile myself to this. I can't. There's no extended time. I see this before. So then you go to the end. Those people reconcile themselves to
I don't know if you're trying to say something, and I have no idea what
you're working on resigning and accepting the seventh thing with reconciliation is another aspect of Nechama. And what Yaakov would say in English is, I cannot reconcile myself to this.
Sorry. I'm missing the addition.
Reconciliation is Russian of Nechama, but anyway.
And it's also a peace.
Reconciliation is finding a common denominator. Reconciliation is after a relationship broke down to be able to put it back together again.
Reconciliation is ever used as a Russian of comforting and warning?
Conciliatory remarks, because it leads to putting something back together again.
Okay.
Consilience is parallel. It's parallel. You have a consilient theory, so when it's parallel to this, all
the same. I can't live together with this. There is no reconciliation possible.
I don't understand why that's different than saying before we had resignation. I don't know what you're adding. Okay, maybe it's too subtle.
Nechama is a response to Avelis. He's saying, I will be in a matzav Avelis without Nechama being possible. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with Tisha B'Av Nechama and Avelis. Where's the matzav of? Where, how can we go from Avelis to Nechama if that means we will never achieve what Yaakov achieved? Yaakov was the tikkun is to have a miyad.
You're relating the word conciliation to Nechama, and I don't understand it. That's all. I don't see what, I don't semantically understand what point you're making. You're not adding anything conceptual. You're trying to add something semantic. I don't see the semantic addition. If you can tell me precisely what you mean, it would be very nice. But it's not. If you were saying something different conceptually, I'd spend the time on it. I don't think it's worth arguing the semantics.
Let me ask the question.
Okay.
If the achievement is of a miyad and the tikkun is the miyad, is saying I cannot tolerate the situation as it is.
Yeah.
Are we not inherently flawed by going from Avelis to Nechama? Because Nechama involves an acceptance of the way things are. We will never achieve any of this because we went to Nechama. Can't be Nechama.
It's a separate question. That's a separate question. You're asking, how does the Nechama element not also mean to be Vayinachem in the sense of acceptance? Because you've changed your mind from your assumptions. Two aspects of Nechama. To comfort through changing your mind. But that's assuming that the nature of the changing of your mind is the questioning of the assumption of the need. In other words, we say, a person who achieves Nechumim on the loss of a loved one. So in a sense, they have really changed their mind. In that originally they thought they couldn't live without such a person. And the changing of the mind is to see that life offers other opportunities for living, even without what I thought was necessary for living. So in that's why we call it Avelis the puncturing of illusions. Because every Nichum is to recognize where the illusion was and to rebuild your focus on a reality that doesn't include that illusion. If that is done, then you're no longer in a state of mourning, because the state of mourning is a contradiction between illusion and reality. Correct? That ended up, again, seems to be a piece that's missing here, that ended up being the paradox of Eicha. You're simply restating everything that we spent the entire first day on. So, Ramanishav, if the point is that you're supposed to recognize what your illusions are, then there's nothing to mourn. And if mourning is not supposed to achieve the disillusionment, so then why do we do Avelis? That was the original paradox. All you've done is you've said it again. I don't understand. That has something to do now with conciliation. You're making me mature your stickle. We explain that that's the issue. The issue is Gufa to see that what you need to be misnaking on is the sense of the given element rather than the need to achieve element. That's exactly what I'm saying now, that the reality of Eicha is what is the solution to why it is that we're using Yerushalayim as a dogma. Because if there were, in fact, two different stages, then there's no way around that paradox. You know, right? In other words, if the way in which I'm going to learn to deal with Kurban is to say, well, you were silly in thinking that you were supposed to live forever. You were silly in thinking that a Beis HaMikdash was needed to be there. So then there are the answers. So then that's what I should do. It comes today, the day in which we learn that we need to live in God. Elamai ben Aina. Today is the day in which we learn that the Beis HaMikdash needs to continue to exist. It's a given. So then you haven't learned anything. It isn't a given. The only thing that changes is the difference between the achievement and the given. This aspect of given and achievement is the nature of the idea of Yerushalayim and Tzion, in which it is both a given and an achievement. I'm saying it's exactly the same as creation. Is creation a given? Yes. Is it a wonderful world? Yes. Is it a wonderful life? Yes. So why does everything stink? That's not a scare. It's not a scare to anybody. Everyone understands. I believe 100% that's why Amuna Sitecha. What's the Amuna? It says Yerushalmi Baktaisa Spring. Shemayim Bechaya Olam. This is Gerasa. This is Ereya. I believe in the world. Of course I believe in it. What am I going to say? That I can probably play games? It's tiddlywinks. Of course it's perfect. It's wonderful. So why does it stink? Because you're in the process of achieving it. Ah, so then it wasn't made. No, what do you mean? Whatever is here is the local expression of that shleimus. So why is it that shalem? Because in fact the achievement is chaser. So whose problem is that? That's my problem. That's exactly why I'm more interested. That's why I'm more committed to being zareh, not less committed. You'll say to God instead, you don't understand that you may be zara lureik. Maybe it won't rain. Maybe it's all a waste of money. You're going to have children and maybe they'll be killed. Well, I understand it. You don't know they're going to die anyway. What's the point? That's exactly what the Gemara talks about. Malavaka ben me'alon. Yeah. Lo yadatash yisof for the moose. It's just saying, okay, but the Eden, the Chedvasar, Chedvasar. I understand. Of course I understand there's times. I understand it's a process. Process is time. We're not talking about time, we're talking about Hamakam. There's no time in Hamakam. That is one reality. Yerushalayim is one reality. Tzion is one reality. My Gracious is one reality. Taburei Shalalem is one reality. Nichlo Leilom. Nichlo Yofi. That's one thing. Okay, I understand. It's a concept of Boi Moed. Each time has its time. Good. So we got a problem. Nichlo Boi Moed. And nothing's happening. How could that be? How is there no response to such a welcome within this time? So what's going on? So then that means that that's what we should best the mind saying in the Olam Chai. You want to be Misavo? That's what to be Misavo. What's happening? Where's the cutting edge? Where's the Tzadik Yisrael? Who's doing anything? What a disaster! How could such a thing be?
And what's the Hashem mind?
It's mamish. It's a very mu'uchad approach, both to the Avodas Hayom. The Navi is teaching the Avodas Hayom, both with the overall structure and with the idea of the question, the Eicha element. It's mamish. It's amazing, you know. It's such thing. It's just incredible to be able to take one word to compress in it all of the issues of the human condition about its emancipation, of what our soul means to us. Of what, I mean, we have to go into the details. What does Yerushalayim mean to us? What does Tzion mean to us? What does Yerushalayim mean to us? Each element is, it means to us something. Our position in terms of geopolitical position means to us something, right? And it's real. I mean, I'm pushing mishtemi. My mamish today, I am simply mishtemi. Where did it ever happen in all of the history of the Bria from Maestabrachus until today that the entire world should say that Claudiusaur should go and jump in a lake? There was never even an opportunity for such a thing. You say with potential. There was never an opportunity. We should all get together and we should take a boat. Can you imagine the soaring in the Shemayim? That's where you hear such a thing. All of the humans, yes, the Beth Shemayim was Yeshiv, and Sori Shalitim says this, it says that, the Sori Shemayim says this, so on and so forth. We look at those things, okay, I mean, you know, that's mystical stuff. This is not mystical, it's Poshet Nerevayim. Chedesh Ob comes, it's Mamas, forget about Ben HaMitzorim, this is the 9 days, and for the first time in human history, all of the Umay Sa'elam, except Mishinabit, except for the Iyayayam, literally, those are the only ones who voted against them. All Iyayayam. Micronesia, what is Micronesia? The Nubian is Iyayayam or something. And all those little countries that are Iyam, the Iyayayam voted against it. 150 countries. It's not like that, it's like straight out of the Megillah. 150 countries should go and Shemamish should say openly. So yeah, we'll cover it a little bit. I mean, we need to have a little cover, you know. Maybe just say a word. It shouldn't be too open, what we're saying. And we should say goodbye. Sorry. I hold that the Arabs are 100% right in this. You know, they're going, people think it's just propaganda. They're going around and saying, this is the most significant vote that was ever made by the UN. I hold that 100% right. I hold that right. It doesn't mean anything. It means everything. It means exactly what it means when you have the Sarn and the Shemayim voting. So it means the any Samoa that you can have a Yisrael that's sitting in an island with 150 Umas. That are all bad. The Machris Mokhamani, they were telling you if there was something we could do to erase your shame and harm, and we would. I think it's Mamish, something of vast historical meaning. Maybe some way. Why? Because there's no recognition that this is not a marshal. This is real. Well, it means that they're Machris Mokhamani. You don't know what it's on. It's a binding. You know. It's fine. We'll work our way out. Either the player will die or thing. We'll work our way out, you know. The dog will learn to talk, you know, but it'll work out. Not to recognize. That's Mamish, the whole union of the Eicha. Is that ultimately, that's not the way to deal with things. The way to deal with things is to recognize that each thing has its mark. Obviously, when you've already at this point, when you have the physical expression of Darchei Tzion and so on and so forth, you think that this is a joke. It's talk. That's what you think. It's much everything. It's like you read Mein Kampf. Yeah, but it doesn't really mean it. I mean, okay. You kill the guy. No! Now, come on. I mean, people talk like that. Anti-Semites talk like that. It's not true. It's unbelievable. Okay, I'm finding this is exactly this. Ashrei Adam Mefachetami Machaliba Yipo Barat Yisnagia. This is the good. Even that's Megadis Nikudah. We said it yesterday, Stam, in terms of that Eicha is an ongoing reality. There's no such thing as a moment in which things go back to normal. There is no normal. Unless the Bria is achieved. What's the normal? How is it normal? What can be done now? It's always a cutting edge. There's no such thing as normal. Bechira undermines the concept of normalcy. And the Gedeshim Lo Yamin is exactly the same thing as their meaning. That's how you say that. There's no such thing as normal. There's only the cutting edge. But this is something much, much more already. This is saying that without recognizing the Ashrei Adam, the Fachei Tami, with putting some limits to what a word means and what an action means within the Eilam, is undermining the Etzem Metzias of a thing called Yerushalayim. Isn't it amazing that the issues in geopolitical terms revolve around places. Does anyone really care about places? People start designing it, and they don't even think it's modern. I mean, if this was going on in terms of the border between Sudan and Egypt, or India and Pakistan and Kashmir, in some cases, then it's a mugdar issue. So it's just what made this into something that is ultimate issue? You can't have peace talks because there's something about the mokum qua mokum, right? Everybody understands. I mean, there's no solution because everybody wants the same place. It's not that I want place. I want this place. So the specificity of the place, what am I going to say? No, I'll give you another country which is bigger. What are you crazy? We're talking about mamish nisnaguda. We're talking about, does it make a difference one place over another place? Why do you believe it makes a difference? Well, it's the childish thing I ever heard. What's the matter with you? A piece of land, one piece of land different than another. I'll give you a better piece of land. Exactly what Rav Shekhar tells him. I'll take you to a better country. Same type of climate. More fertile. Move to Kenya. I'll pay the trip, the whole thing, there's no problem. I mean, that's exactly, it's built on the same method. Somebody wants to tell you, it's not binding. That such a person is essentially telling you, okay, it doesn't matter whether there's really Dark Etzion, it is not there. I mean, there's the theory of Dark Etzion, and we could be perfectly good Jews in Borough Park, thinking about the idea of Dark Etzion. It's not really the day of the physical tonnage. I mean, that's silly. I understand it's an expression. It's a good thing. That's not in our hands. It's not really what I'm thinking about. That question of Pagamino Megillah, you understand. If somebody would say that, it's Pagamino Megillah. But in the deeper sense, the Pagam is an understanding of all my expressions. It's making a joke of my expressions. There's really two different worlds. And then, one it doesn't really have anything to do with the other. You can't expect a goyim to be Masha Yisrael. This is what some of people say. They say it openly. Of course they think you're an idiot. That's because you can't expect a goyim to see the godless of a Jew. That's what they say. Either say it says the opposite, or that this is ultimately the test. Shaken up in the shoving. That may be an Ilam Atika and this, but here it's just, it doesn't mean nobody really thinks. It doesn't have any real impact. It's just prejudices, ethnic stuff, racism, words, politics. That itself is Mishunadik of Pagam in taking the reality of the world as a given. So if it doesn't have an impact today, it doesn't have an impact in a year. In 2 years, I think that makes the difference. Basically, there's no solution to the Unas Ha'ilah. That's what they told you. What are you going to do about it? Try to play games with them, pretend with them, go along up to this point, and then somehow they'll change their mind, and everything will be fine. That's not going to happen. So what are you going to do about it? You'll keep pretending. Why? It should go on as long as it can. And then when the game is up, the game is up. That's not a solution either. I mean, I was shaken to the core. Just to hear the headlines that it's mamish. I don't think there's ever in all of human history been such a thing. 150 countries. Quotas.
ICJ.
No. The UN General Assembly voted to insist that Israel has to respect the side of the Rishayim and Manzer and the Sene Yisrael in the justice, understand, in their court of justice. But you don't have a right to exist. You don't have a right to defend yourself. Okay, can't continue without Rav Yaakov, so we'll have to end.